Among the measures that's making its way through the Missouri Senate right now is one that's not really fair to call it an omnibus bill, but it does have a lot to do in different regards with tort reform.
It does, and we're in a real crisis in Missouri. Our crimes have gone up more than any other state in the nation, just about. I mean, it's just violent crimes. And then one of our biggest problems with our prison is reentry. And we have people that parole violations are probably half the people going back in, and then repeat offenders are the other half. And like 85% of the people entering prison have been there before. And we got to do something. The state's going to be faced shortly building another prison, maybe two, and that's like $450 million to build one. Plus, then you got to maintain it. And it does no good for society whenever we just continue to send these people up here. So Senate Bill 966, it's just kind of a test program in three different cities, but trying to find a better way to help people so they don't re-enter the prison system and they become useful tax-paying citizens and can do good things for the community, for themselves, and most of all for their family. So it had a lot of good things in it, just now passed the Senate. And so that Senate bill will go to the House now, and we'll see what gets added on and see what we can do with it. It will be something that there's some federal assistance that goes with it. Total cost like $5 million. It's not a cheap thing, but Missouri's index crime rate was 13th highest in the nation, and we're right in the middle as far as population, all that. Total number of violent crimes went up 11% between 2010 and 15, while U.S. violent crimes actually decreased 5% during that time, where ours went up 11%. And something I found very disturbing was the female population of Missouri grown more than any other state in the nation in the last several years. And we know drugs has got a lot of problem with that. And if it's not directly drugs, getting caught with drugs, it relates back to robbery, crimes so people can get drug money, or not really realizing what they do, and just deterioration among society. And the drugs are a big part of it, but hopefully we can turn these people around. You know, we've had drug courts with mixed success. Some of them have done really well in the state. Some of them haven't done there so well, but we got to keep trying until we find the right answer to make this better.
Is this mainly an urban situation or more rural parts of the state like your district?
I think it's more rural part of the state. I very much like the new director of prisons. That was a great appointment by the governor. She came in from South Carolina, gave up a better paying job just because he convinced her to come and do a great job. And she is. She's not looking to do the same old, and get the same old results. She's looking to do something different and improve the situation. So what she's doing is outstanding. I'm proud of her just not going over there and doing her thing and earning her salary and keeping people in line and all that. And it's a good program that she's got started. So we'll give it a try and see if we can make it work.
For you, I know a big week is coming up next week in terms of your role on the Senate Appropriations Committee with those budget bills now on this side of the building.
The budget bills are over here. I really haven't seen them yet. I got a chance to review. It's thousands of pages of stuff, but people are lining up. That's one thing. If I'm not busy on the floor, busy in committee, busy meeting with appointments, people just stream in the office all day, every day with budget issues. Everybody wants money for some reason. I don't understand that, but they do. And I understand that. So you listen to their cause and see if there's something you can do or something you can't do. If it goes against your philosophy of government, then it makes it a little bit harder to do. But there's lots of needs out there, and just figuring out where to spend probably close to $28 billion. Now, that $28 billion, a third of it is taxpayer money, general revenue. About a third of it is federal money we get back from the federal government. And then about a third of it is fees and tax, like gas tax. It's never enough to make everybody happy, but to do the best they can. Our number one thing is paying our debt, our bonds. And then after that comes education. Education, I think, will receive a very fair portion this year, K-12, and also higher ed. It's going to get bumped back up. I'm in there fighting MSU. I want some more money for MSU. Springfield, which is not really in the district, but affects people in the district. And in the MSU West Plains, I will do my very best to get them more money.
Probably by the time this budget gets to the Senate floor, I would imagine, be about a month left. Is that plenty of time between start and finish to that hard deadline of May 11th?
You got to have a deadline. If not, it could carry on all year, and politicians like to talk. So could you be tied up on the floor forever? So the deadline's good. Is it enough time? Probably not. But Senate staff's been working on it all along. We've been watching the House budgets. Well, it started with the governor's budget when he presented last January, about it towards the end of January. It's had some pretty good reviews and never going to be perfect. I am proud that they're going along with an idea I had as far as keeping the revenue consensus down. I fought for it for several years to keep growth down around 2%. This year it's going to come in at 1.9, even though it's originally projected 3.8, and I think I've got them down this year in the 2% plus a little bit. Be a nice surprise to have some left over, be able to not have to ask for so much next year, or be able to control our spending.